Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Vachem Daf Kuf Tes. We are holding at the Mishnah on the top of Daf Kuf Tes Amir Aleph. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander and Arva's wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Aleha Shalom, and Shama Shevin Aliyah. It's also sponsored by Richard Lipchinsky in memory of his father, Shalom Ben Avram, Mordechai Zechron Lebracha, his Neshama Shevin Aliyah as well. We thank both sponsors very, very much for these sponsorships. So what we're going to talk about today is first the Mishnah on the top of Amud Aleph is going to give us two more dinim about being Mala Bachutz, and the Gemara is going to discuss the source for the fact that you're Chayiv Kares of being Mala Bachutz, all different types of Karbanos, and that any psul that we're going to say lo yerdu, then if you're malah that bachutz, you're also going to be chayiv. So we're going to bring the sources for all of that. Where do we see that in the psukim? Then the Gemara is going to discuss when is it that we say that basar and emurim of a karban are mitztarev to one another to equal a shir kazayis, and when not? Does it matter what type of karban? Does it matter about the legabe psulim and legabe being malah? Then the Gemara is going to discuss what needs to remain of a carbon in order to be zorek the dam. What if the carbon is gone? It's lost. So can you still be zorek the dam of the carbon when the busser's not here? When all you have left is the nesachim? So the Gemara is going to talk about that. That's going to bring us to the Mishnah on Amud Beis. Then the Mishnah is going to discuss how much of different types of kachim need to be brought bachutz in order to be chayiv, depending on the type of kachim, what the shear is to be malah bachutz in order for one to be chayiv. And the Gemara is going to discuss how much ketores needs to be burnt bachutz in order to be chayiv, and how much needs to be burnt bifnim in order to be yotzei. So that's going to be that discussion about ketores brings us well into tomorrow's daf as well. So let's begin at the Mishnah on the top of daf. Whether you have kachim that are kosher to be makrav on the mizbech, or kachim that are pasul to be makrav on the mizbech, shei psulim bekodesh, as long as the pasul ones were psulim bekodesh, which means they became, the way Rashi understands, they became pasul after having entered the azara, meaning they were perfectly fine until they went through lina, or you were motzi them chutz la'azara, so they became pasul after having entered the azara, v'yikrivan bachutz, and you were makrav them outside of the azara, chayiv. A person is chayiv kares if he did it b'mezid, and chatas if he does it b'shogig. So that's true of kachim that are kosher to have been brought b'fnim, and it's true of kachim that are pasul to have been brought b'fnim, but it was at least psulin b'kodesh. Hamala kezayis mina ola umine murin. If a person is mala, a kezayis which is half made up of the basar of the karbonola and half made up of the emurin of the karbonola, so bachutz, and he's mala that bachutz, chayiv. He's going to be chayiv, even though from the emurin themselves, he was only makrav a chatzi zayis, and that's not a sheer haktara. But since a karbonola is ola kulu la Hashem, a karbonola is entirely burnt, so the basar is also considered roi laktara on the mizbech, and therefore it's mitztarif together with the emurim to equal the shir kezayis for as far as the chiyuv of bringing a pachutz. By other karbanos where that are not burnt entirely on the mizbech, like a karban shlamim, the basar would not be mitztarif to shir kezayis with the emurim because the basar is not roi lakrav b'fnim. And if you're makrav bachutz, a chatzi zayis of emurim shlamim and a chatzi zayis of the basar of a karban shlamim, you're going to be pater. We're going to see that in the sugya today, that this is dafka by a karbanola because the basar is also supposed to be burnt. Now this din that the basar and the emurim are mitztaref is dafka by those parts of the carbon, the emurim and the basar. But Tosos points out in Dibra Maskel Ola that other parts of the carbon, like the minchas nisachim, are not mitztarif to the shir kezayis, even if you're mala kezayis of them b'chutz independently, even though if you were to be mala kezayis independently of the minchas nisachim, you would be chayiv. We're going to learn that in today's daf as well, the source for that in today's daf as well, that even just being mala minchas nisachim on its own b'chutz, you're going to be chayiv, but it's not going to be mitztaref with the emurim of the karban in order to be chayiv. That is how Tosus writes in Dibra Maschil Ola. Rashi, in a couple of places, in Maseches Me'ila and Maseches Krisus, writes that even the mincha, the shem, and the yayin, all of it is mitzdarif with the basar to equal a kezayis in order to be chayiv for being malabachut. So Rashi disagrees with Tosfos over here. But anyway, so that is the din in the Mishnah is, at least when it comes to a karbonola, that the basar and the emurim are mitzdarif to a kezayis, l'gabi being mechayiv you for being malabachut. Tan Rabbanan, we have a brisa that the darshan's a pasuk. The Mishnah had said that kachim, whether they're kosher or whether they're pasul, if you're malad them b'chutz, you're going to be chayiv. Where do we see that in the pasuk? So the pasuk, when it describes shkutei chutz, it says when it describes being malad b'chutz, it says asher yala ola ozevach. So it talks about being malad ola ozevach and not bringing it al pesach or al moed. So from the phrase asher yala ola ein li yala ola, I would only know from there that it applies to being makrav a korban ola b'chutz. I mean, I in the rabbis emurei asham. How do I know the parts of the korban asham that you're mala on the mizbeach ve'emurei chatos, or the parts of a korban chatos that get burnt on the mizbeach ve'emurei kachim kachim, or the emurim of kachim kachim of the shnei kivsei atzeres? Rashi says because the shar kachim kachim ola chatos and asham are said explicitly. So the only kachim kachim that's not said explicitly are the shnei kivsei atzeres. So that's why we're just calling it by the generic term kachim kachim, but it must be referring to that ve'emurei kachim kalim and emurim of kachim kalim like a toda and a shlamim. How do I know that for that you're chayiv karis as well? Tamalomar zevach. That's what the pasuk says. Oh zevach, that every zevach is included in this din of being malah b'chutz. Minayin the rabbis hakomet alvona v'aktores minchas kana minchas koy mashiach v'amnasim shol shuzug yayin shol shuzug mayim. How do I know that if you're makrav b'chutz, the komets of a korban mincha, the levona of a minchas nedava, the ketores that they're makdir every day in the base of Mikdash, the minchas kohanim that a kohen decides to donate one of the menachos or a mincha that the kohen brings on his first day of avoda. So how do I minchas kohen mashiach or the mincha that the kohen gadol is going to bring every single day? Vahamenasech shlosh zugiyayin, or someone who's menasech b'chutz, three lug of yayin that goes together with the karban, or on sukkis three lug of mayim that he was a makdish to be menasech on the mizbeach on sukkis when we actually put water on the mizbeach. So how do I know that that's also going to be chayiv for being malah b'chutz? Tamalomer, that's why the pasuk says vel pesach ol moed lo yivienu kol habal pesach ol moed chayav nolav b'chutz. Anything that otherwise should or would be brought el pesach ol moed, if instead you bring a b'chutz, you're going to be chayiv. Tosa says, well, wait a second, how come the Bryson doesn't mention minchas nisachim, the menachos that go along with the karban, that if you're makrav b'chutz you're chayiv? That's it's a mishnah on Amud Beis. How come it doesn't get mentioned in the Brisa? So the Tzon Kachim suggests that minchas nesachim, since it's brought together with the karban, it's included in the beginning of the Brisa of Tamil Omer Zevach, right? That Zevach includes all of the actual Zevachim. So even though it's only minchas nesachim that's ancillary to the Zevach, but it comes together with the Zevach and therefore is included in the Zevach. So ve'ein li ela kachim ksherim. I would only know so far that kachim that are kosher, that you're malah b'chutz, you're going to be chayiv. Minayin l'rabbos psulin. How do I know that you're chayiv karis for being makriv b'chutz kachim that are pasul? So kigon, for example, halan, let's say you have dam or emurim, that the zman akrava is already passed, it already is past the zman, so it's had lina, vayotze, or it was brought outside of whatever mechitzos it was supposed to be in, like by kachay kachim, it was brought outside of the azara, even for just a moment. So how do I know that's also included for being mal b'chutz v'atame, or dama or emurim that became tame v'shenishchad chutz l'zmano, or a kohen shechted having a machshava to be makriv or to eat it beyond the zman that he's allowed to v'chutz l'makomo, or he shechted it having a machshava to be makriv or to eat it beyond the makom outside of the place where it's mutter for him to eat it, or if he had a machshava for that matter to be zorik the dam liach zman that it's mutter or chutz l'makomo. All of that is included in these psulim. V'shekiblu psulim v'zarku esdamo, or if a pasul person was makabel the dam or was zorek the dam, pasul person meaning a zar or a kohen who's a bal mum was mekabel the dam or was zorik the dam vanitan in the matash and the son in the maila or kabanas where the dam is supposed to be on the bottom half of the mizbech that you put on the top half of the mizbech vanitan in the maila and the son in the mata or vice versa vanitan bechutz kabanas where you're supposed to put the dam on the mizbech achitzon shen the son bifnim that you put instead on the mizbech hapanimi vanitan bifnim shen the son bechutz or vice versa upesach vechatos shen the son in shalol lishman or if you did the nesinus adam of a pesach or a chatas shalol lishma, or for that matter, by the way, that you shechted shalol lishma, you did the kabbalah or the halacha shalol lishma. All of those things would passel a pesach or a chatas. So minayin, how do I know that all of those examples, if you do any of those, that if you're makrev any of those kabbanos b'chutz, you're going to be chayiv, even though they're all passel tamal omer, because the pasuk says lo yivienu la asos. Kol haniskabel pesach kol moed chayav lo bechutz. Anything that was niskabel to be la asos in the pesach kol moed, even though lechadchila you're not allowed to be, bring it in the azara, but it was it's something that's niskabel in the pesach kol moed that at least b'di'eved it would work if im alu lo yerdu, if it was brought on the mizbech we would leave it there. So for such things you're chayav bechutz, you're chayav for being makrevit bechutz. So all of the different psulim that we just mentioned are things that b'di'eved im alu l'mizbech einam yordim. They're all things b'di'eved, if they would go up on the mizbech, we would leave them on the mizbech, and therefore, if you're makrev them b'chutz, you're going to be chayiv. Now, Rashi points out not only are these things im alu lo yerdu, but even if you just brought them to the top of the mizbech, you're not morid them, you put them on the ma'aracha, and it's a mitzvah for the kohen to be mahapich b'tzinor to make sure that they get burnt really, really well. Meaning, we continue to treat it like a regular karban, even though it's pasul. That's how Rashi writes. Now, the Rambam in the 19th parak of Hilchos Maaser Karbanos writes that the makor to be mechayiv a makor psul b'chutz is from the lashon of lasos oso l'Hashem, that anything that's nasa l'Hashem you're chayiv on, and these psulim were naasu l'Hashem. So not exactly the way Rashi learned it. Rashi learned not about the fact that it was nasa l'Hashem, the fact that it's miskabel, which is sounds much more like what the Gemara says, that it's miskabel, that since b'di it would be niskabel, so then it's going to be something that you're chayiv for doing bachutz. Tosos on Kufches Amar Aleph raised the question: what about a psul of that which was shechted belayla, and then the nishpach adam? Those two psulim aren't mentioned in the brisa. So Tosos says because the brisa is only going like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that those two psulim they're im alu yerdu. So therefore, they don't get mentioned in our brisa because the brisa is trying to dafka point out the things that are im alu lo yerdu. Those are the things that you'd be chayiv for being makrev b'chutz. Good, so all that Bryce did is he told us the basis for the concept in the Mishnah that bein kachim ksherim, bein kachim psulim, the halacha is, if you're makrev b'chutz, you're chayiv, but not all psulim, only the psulim that imalu lo yerdu. So amalek kazayis mina ola, so we said in the Mishnah Vayter that if you bring a kazayis, half of it from the basar of the ola and half of it from the emurim, they're mitztarif with one another in order to be chayiv for being malah b'chutz. So ola ve'emirua in, shlamim ve'emurayan, lo. So a very simple diuk. The Mishnah said that the ola, the basar of the ola, is mitztarif with the emurim of the ola to equal a kazayis, but not so by Shlomim. Shlomim and the Emurim are not mitztarif with one another. So the Gemara says, Tanin Elaha, yeah, we know this from a Braisa. Ditan Rabbanan, the Braisa tells us, Ola ve'emurim mitztarif from the Kazayis to Alos and Bechutz. The Ola and its Emurim are mitztarif to a Kazayis, to be chayiv from Malo Bechutz, a chatzis zayis of the basar of the Ola, and a chatzis zayis of the Emurim of the Ola. Ula chayiv alein mishum pigel. And also, if you eat a chatzis zayis of the basar Ola of pigel and a chatzis zayis of the Emurim, you're chayiv for pigel, vinosar. And if you eat a chatzis zayis of nosar of the basar Ola and a chatzis zayis of the Emurim of the Ola, also a violation of nosar, vitame. And if a person betumas haguf eats a chatzis zayis of the basar Ola and a chatzis zayis of the Emurim, so you're going to be chayiv. So it sounds like dafka by an ola, we're mitztarif the basar and the emurim, but not by a shlamim, right? Just like we were medayik from the Mishnah, that the Mishnah specifically said that the basar and the emurim are mitzarif by a carbon olah for halah b'chutz. So it sounds like the price is saying that that is also true, that it's specifically by an olah that pikul noser and tamei that we're going to be mitzarif the basar and the emurim. So it says Gemara, well, bishlama ha'alas olah dekalil in shlamim lo. I understand why it's dafka olah and not shlamim when you're talking about being mala b'chutz, because by a carbon olah the whole thing is supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. So therefore, there's no real difference between the emurim and the basar legabe being maila it. And by a shlamim, the basar is different because the shlamim bifnim is not roi laktara. The shlamim is meant to be eaten bifnim. Elapigal noser v'tameh my taima. But why would it be different between an why would there be a difference between an ola and a shlamim with regard to pigal noser and tameh? Why by a shlamim should the basar not be mitzarif to the emurim to make up a shir kazayis when it comes to to pigul noser tameh of a shlamim? Vatanan, after all, the Mishnah says in Maseches Me'ila, kol hapigulin mitzdarfim. All the pigulim are mitzdarif to a kesayis, to be chayiv achatos for eating pigul. Kol anusarin mitzdarfim. All different types of noser are mitzdarif. So the basar and the emurim should be mitzdarif to be mechayiv you for noser, and for that matter for tameh as well, if you eat betumas aguf. So because both the basar of the shlamim and the emurim of the shlamim are subject to these dinim of pigul noser v'tameh. So by Allah b'chutz, I get it. The basar of the shlamim was not subject to be makter on the mizbeach. So it makes sense that it's not going to be subject to halah b'chutz, together with the emurim. But by the dinim of pigul noser v'tameh are the same for the basar and for the emurim. So why aren't they mitzdarif? So kasha pigul a pigul. It's a direct stira from the din of pigul in the Mishnah Me'ila and the din of pigul we saw in the Brisa. And kasha noser and noser. And it's a kasha with no, it's a direct stira about noser as well. Because again, in this Brisa that we quoted, we said that that it's only by an ola that there's a tzira for pigul, noser, and tameh. Whereas in the Mishnah in Maseches Me'ila, it says very clearly that that kola pigulim mitzdarfim, kola noserim mitzdarfim, that there is a tzira even outside of carbon ola. So it says, pigul a pigul okasha. Don't ask me a stira about pigul. Kan, the Mishnah's, when it says kol pigulim mitzdarfim, is bepigul. That's talking about if you eat a kazayas of the basar and the emurim together of pigul that you're chayav achatos. Of course it's mitzdarif. Kan, the brisa that says that only by an ola is the basar mitzdarif to the emurim and not by a shlamim, is bemachsheves pigul. That the carbon was shechted or he had his rikas dam, having in mind to be machtir chatzi zayas of the basar and chatzi zayas of the emurim la'achar zman. So the brisa is telling us that it's dafka by an ola that's entirely kalil, that such a machshava will be mefagel the korban. But by a korban shlamim, since the basar is supposed to be eaten, it's not going to be mitzdarif with the emurim if you had a machshava to be makdir a kezayis of both basar and ola, chutz l'zman. And the emurim are not mitzdarif to the basar if you had a machshava to eat them, the akher zman, because the emurim are muktarim. So a machshava to only be makdir a kezayis, or makshava to only be all chalak zayis chutz l'zman, is not going to work on that which is not, you know, on that which is not huktar, or that which is not ne'achal. And that's why the basar and the emurim are not mitzdarif when it comes to a karmen shlam. They're not mitzdarif to a machshavas pigul, because it requires a different machshava. The machshava to be mefagel basar is a machshava to eat it. The machshava to be mefagel emurim is a machshava to be makdir it. So you can't have a single machshava that's going to be mefagel emurim and basar at the same time. No, sir, no, sir, no, kasha. It's not a stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa when it comes to Nosar. Kan, the Mishnah that says that all Nosar is mitzarev, that's binosar. That's an actual Nosar. You eat basar and emurim, that is Nosar. Kan, whereas in the Brisa that says that only by an ola are we mitzarev the emurim and the basar, but not by a karmen shlamim, that's bishinitosu adshalon izukadam. That's talking about the basar and the emurim were lost before you ever did the zrikas hadam. So you only have a chatzi zayis of the basar left and a chatzi zayis of the emurim left. So the Tosefta is telling us that by an ola, even then you'd be allowed to be zorik the dam, and therefore you'd be chayiv on it for if you waited as no sir. But by a karmen shlamim, if all you left is if you left with less than a kazayis of the basar or less than a kazayis of the emurim, then you're not supposed to be zorik the dam in the first place. Meaning, if before you did the zrikas dam, you look around and the karmen's gone, and all you got is less than a kazayis of the basar or less than a kazayis of the Amurim left, there is no Zrika Saddam. And since there is no Zrika Saddam, there's not going to be a chiyuv for Achilas Nosar. And that's the stira, that would be the answer as far as Tamei as well, that that since there's no Zrika Saddam, you're not going to be chayiv Mishum Tamei. So the Umani, the Brisa, the Gemara explains that who is the author of the Brisa? Rabbi Yeshua he. We must be assuming like Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that if all that's left of the Karban is if that is Pachus Mikashir of Achilas Adam, or Pachus Mikashir of Achilas Mizbeach, then you're not going to be Zorik to Dam. I mean, you have less than a Kazayas of Basar for a person to eat, or less than a Kazayas of Imurim for the Mizbeach to eat, to burn on the Mizbeach, so then you're not Zorik to Dam. Where do we find Rabbi Shua says such a thing? Ditanya, we have a Braisa. Rabbi Shua Omer Kalas Vachim Shabbatorah. All Karbanos in the Torah, except for an Ola, Shenishtayer Ben Kazayas Basar, where if they got lost, they got burnt, they got destroyed, and you're left with a Kazayas of Basar to eat. Ukazayas Chelev. Or a kazayis of chaylev to be maktir zorik as adam, then you could still be zorik the dam. That since there's still a shir achila left of the carbon, or whether it be achilas adam or achilas mizbeach, there's still a shir achila left of the carbon. So it's worth being zorik the dam. You still have a mitzvah to be zorik the dam. But says Reb Shua, chatzi zayis basar, chatzi zayis chaylev. If you have only a chatzi zayis of basar to eat, a chatzi zayis of chaylev to be makdir, even if together you have more than a kazayis between the basar and the chaylev, you're not going to be zorik the dam, because there's not a shir of achila lemizbeach of the chaylev, and there's not a shir of achila lo adam of the basar. So it says you're not going to be zorik the dam. Uba'ola, but when it comes to a carbonola, chatzizayis basar, but chatzizayis chaylev, zorek asadam. If you're left with a chatzizayis basar, chatzizayis chaylev, totaling between the two of them, at least the kazayis, then you are zorek the dam, yivnesha kula kalil, because the entire carbonola gets burnt, and the basar also gets burnt. So you see from here that there is a shir achila for the mizbeach. So it turns out that according to Rabbi Shua, we're not zorek the dam of a carbon shlamim if you only have a chatzizayis of the Basar and Chatzi Zayis of the Emurin. And that's what the Tosefta meant when it said that they're not mitzdarif to each other. Didn't say it, implied. The Tosefta said they are mitzdarif with one another for an Ola, implying that they're not mitzdarif with one another for a Shlamim. That means that they're not mitzdarif with one another to be Zorik the Dam on them, and therefore you're not going to be Chayiv for Achilas Nosar. Umincha afilu kula keyames lo yizrok. So then the Rabbi Yeshua adds one more line that's cryptic and difficult. A carbon mincha, even if the whole mincha is left, don't be zorek any of the dam of that carbon mincha. So says the Gemara, well, flour doesn't bleed. So mincha maya vidita. So what are you talking about? Carbon mincha, there is no zrikas hadam. What do you mean? So Amar Rav Papa, so Rav Papa explains, minchas nesachim aboyim azevach. He means that if, let's say, you had a carbon that had a minchas nesachim that goes along with it, you had a zevach, you had an actual animal that you shechted as a carbon, and there's supposed to be minchas nesachim that went along with it, and then the basar of the zevach is gone, don't be zorek the dam, because I still have some of the carbon left. I have the minchas nesachim left. No, that's not enough. That's not considered to be part of the carbon itself. It's ancillary to the carbon. So because it's brought together with the zevach, we would have thought that its hakrava is considered as if you're bringing part of the carbon, and therefore you could be zorik the dam. So that's why Rabbi Yeshua says that kravas hamincha is not a chelek of the carbon itself. That's how Rashi learns this line of Gemara. The Rabbeinu Chananel understands that since a minchas nesachim is called a carbon in the Torah, it says v'hikrav hamakriv karbonola Hashem mincha. So that's why I would have had a hava mina that for this as well, it's enough of a carbon to be zorik the dam. And that's why Rabbi Shua has to tell me that you're not zorik the dam. But either way, the lesson is the same. What the hava mina otherwise is could be a machlokes rishonim, but the lesson is the same, that when you have a minchas nesachim, and that's all that's left of the korban, you are not zorik the dam on account of the existence of a minchas nesachim. Okay, vayter now, new Mishnah. So the Mishnah discusses other types of kachim, that you're chayiv for being mala b'chutz, and we have a machlokas about how much of it you're chayiv for. Kometz v'alavona, the kometz and the lavona of a korban mincha, v'aktores, or the ktores that they would bring every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, Uminchas Kohanim, or the Mincha of a Kohen that gets entirely burnt, Uminchas Kohen Mashiach, the Mincha of the Kohen Gadol that he would bring every single day, he was obligated to bring a Karban Mincha, Uminchas Nesachim, or any Mincha that goes along with a Karban, with a Zevach, Shehikriv Me'echad Me'en Kazayis Bachutz, Chayiv. If you're makriv a kazayis of any of these things outside of the Azara, you're chayiv kares if you did it b'mezid, chatos if you did it b'shogeg. Now, even though it says by malakotchim b'chutz, so it sounds like only if it's a davar shalem and not if it's just a kazayis of, it means a sheer shalem. When it says lasososo, they have to oso and not miktsaso, it means a full sheer. It doesn't mean the full karban. However, Rabbi Eliezer Potter, achiakriv Kulan. Rabbi Lezer says, I disagree. A kazayas, that's not being malabuchutz. Malabuchutz means you bring the entire korban, the entire kometz, the entire lavona. So since if you were to bring it bifnim, you'd only be yotze if you do the entire thing. So that's the shear. So the shear is the entire thing. And therefore, that's the shear to be chayiv bachutz, meaning there's a parallel between what you're supposed to do bifnim and what you're chayiv karis for doing bachutz. So since bifnim, you're only going to get the mitzvah if you do the whole thing. So only if you're malo the whole thing bachutz, you're going to be chayiv. Chum disagree though. Tanakama says, no, the shir bachutz is a kazayis. V'kulan, all of those things that we just mentioned, all those karbanos, she'kriven bifnim, shir mehen kazayis, v'kriva bachutz. Let's say you were makriv almost all of the komets, or all of the levon, or all of the ketores, but you left and you were makriv properly bifnim, except for a kazayis of it, and then you took the kazayis and you were makriv that bachutz. So that chayiv, that everyone's going to agree you're chayiv. Even Rabbi Loz is going to be moda that you're chayiv. Even though Rabbi Lezer said the shear of being makriv bachutz to be chayiv for malo bachutz is going to be the entire karban, that's only because that's the shear of bifnim. But once you were makriv the rest of it bifnim, so then all that was left to be makriv bifnim was this kazayis. So then you take that bachutz, you're going to be chayiv. V'kulin shechasru kol shehu. And if any of them are missing any part of it, v'kriva b'chutz, pater. And if you're makriva b'chutz, you're going to be pater l'chol adeos. Even the chamar are going to be moda, that since it's chaser, it's missing something, so it's not roi laktar b'fnim anymore. And therefore, you can't be chayiv for being makriv even more than a kazayis of it b'chutz. If you no longer have the whole thing, if you don't have the whole thing to start with, so then you don't have something that's roi l'fnim, and if it's not roi l'fnim, you're not going to be chayiv b'chutz. And then the last in, Hamakrav kachim ve'murim b'chutz chayiv. If a person is a makrav basar of kachim and a murim when they're attached to one another b'chutz, so you chayiv for the akhtara of the emurim. That even though by all other karbanos other than an ola we said that the basar is not ra'ui lahaktara, so we don't assume that it's a chatzitza between the emurim and the ma'aracha. So you're still going to be chayiv even though there happens to be a basa that's attached to the emurim. Okay, so now it says the Gemara. Tan Rabban, we have a brisa. Hamaktir kazayis b'chutz chayiv. Right, the Tanakama said that if you maktir kazayis of ketores b'chutz, you're chayiv kares, because that's a sheer haktara. Chatzi pras b'fnim, if you're maktir a chatzi pras, which is less than the you're supposed to be makriv, if you're supposed to be makriv a pras b'fnim, then you're going to be pater. So, kasal kadaitach, what do you mean pater? My pater, pater zar. So we assume, what is pat, meaning if you bring a b'fnim, you're doing what you're supposed to do with it. So what does that mean that you're pater, meaning it should say yotze, not yotze, right? So we're assuming my pater. What does it mean when it says that if you're makter bifnim pater means pater zar? That if a zar were makter bifnim pachos mi pras, then he's going to be pater from a chayiv misa. Normally a zar is makter the ketores bifnim, he's chayiv misa for doing that. But if he was makter less than a pras, then he's not going to be chayiv misa. Well, it says Gemara, amai. Why? Why would he be pater? Haktara he. Maybe he wasn't makter a full pras, but he did a haktara. So shouldn't he be chayiv for that? So answer Gemara, Amrav Zeir, Amrav Chista, Amrav Yimbarba, Amrav. my pater, pater tzibur. No, you know what it means when it says if you makter chatzi pras b'fnim, you're pater? It means that the tzibur is now pater from the mitzvah of the ketores. It means yotze. It means that they were already yotze their chiyuv, even though it was pachos mi pras, since at least it was a kezayis. So if they brought a kezayis of the ketores, the tzibur is yotze the mitzvah of the ketores. So I'm Rabbi Zeira, I kashali ha kashali. Rabbi Zeira says, look, if I'm going to have a problem with the brisa, here's my problem with the brisa. Hada amar Rav Allah, that which Rav commented about the brisa, that Baha, Afilu Rabbi Elazar Moda, that this idea that if you're maktir b'fnim, less than a pras of ketores, the tzibur is yotze der chiyuv, even Rabbi Eliezer, who disagrees with the Chav in our Mishnah, is Moda. But how does that make sense? The Rabbi Lazar Lafaktari Kamar. Rabbi Lazar says in our Mishnah that if you're Malah B'chutz less than the full measure of Ketores, you're going to be Potter. Why does he hold that if you're Malah B'chutz less than the full measure of Ketores, you're going to be Potter? Because anything less than the full measure of Ketores B'fnim accomplishes nothing. It does nothing for you. So you see, he holds that less than the full measure, the full Pras B'fnim, does nothing for you. So how come this Brisa said that, how could Rav say about this Brisa that even Rabbi Eliezer's moda, that if it's less than a pras bifnim, that the tzibur is going to be yotze? So answer Gemara, Amar Rabba, Baktar dehechel, to call them a little pligi. When it comes to the ketores that they bring every single day in the hechel, in the Beis HaMikdash, everyone would agree that the tzibur is yotze, even if they just bring a kezayis of the of the ketores, because the Torah doesn't give a shear for how much ketores you need to bring. The pras, Rashi writes, that's a shear midrabanan. The Torah doesn't give any such shear. Tosos Maseches Krisos writes that the shear of a pras pamayim b'chol yom is not a shear drabanan. It's halachah l'moshe m'sinai. And he says that even according to the halachah l'moshe m'sinai, b'diyeved yotze the chiyuv even with a gezayis, meaning that the halachah l'moshe m'sinai is a two-tiered halachah. That there is a halachah l'moshe m'sinai, you're supposed to do a pras, and a halachah l'moshe m'sinai, the p'dieved, you're yotze with the kezayis. So that's it's a question whether that could be. Is there such a thing as a l'chadchil and a p'dieved on a d'oraisa? Right? Do you have such a thing? But Tosla seems to be taking a stand that yes, you do. Provided that d'oraisa is halachah l'moshe m'sinai. Maybe d'oraisa from Sukkim would be different, but at least if it's a halachah l'moshe m'sinai, they have such a thing. Rashi says, well, wait, if we're going to say that b'dieved it's okay when it's less than a pras, then it must be that the whole din of pras is d'rabanan, right? And but midaraisa, you don't say and that's why b'dieved it's okay when it's less than a pras. That's how Rashi does. But anyway, everyone would agree that if it's less than a pras in the regular ketores that they bring every single day, everyone's going to agree that you yotze. And that's what the brisa was talking about when we said that even Rabbi Eliezer would be moda, that the tzibur is yotze with the less than a pras. Ki pligi, the machlokas in our Mishnah between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim is baktara defnim. It's the ketores that the Kohen Gadol's makriv lefnai v'lefnim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim in Yom HaKippurim. Demar savar Rabbi Eliezer, who says that your pater for being malah b'chutz, anything less than all of it, he holds melochafnav dafka, that the Torah says by the ketores of Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to bring a melochafnav, and that means an entire melochafnav, and anything less than the entire melochafnav is not yotze b'fnim, and therefore, if you're malah b'chutz, anything less than the entire melochafnav, you're going to be pater. Whereas with Mara Savar, the Tanakama holds, the Tanakama says that even if you just bring a kazayis of a bachutz, you're going to be chayv, holds melochafnav lav dafka, that if you're makter b'fnim, even just a kazayis, you're going to be yotze. And therefore, if you're malah b'chutz, even just a kazayis, you're going to be yotze. Because melochafnav, when we say melochafnav, that's lav dafka. Tosos and Dibra Maskel Umar raises the question, why does the Gemara have to say that according to the Chacham, the shir of melochafnav is lav dafka? Even if b'fnim, you have to dafka bring a shir of melochafnav, they could still hold that b'chutz you're chayv on a kazayis, just like they said that you're chayiv on haktaris kezayis min hakometz, even though bifnim they're moda, that you need to be makter kulo. Meaning the Rabbanan don't require that parallel. So meaning it was Rabbi Eliezer that said, whatever you need to do bifnim, that's what you're going to be chayiv for b'chutz and not an ounce less. The Rabbanan didn't hold that way. They held that it could be that you need a shir shalem in order to do the mitzvah bifnim, But b'chutz, kazayis, b'chutz, if you do it kazayis, you're already going to be chayiv. So why does the Gemara have to say, asks Tosfos, that the Rabbanon must hold that below chafnav is lav dafka, that even b'fnim, you don't really need a below chafnav. They don't have to say that. They could say, you do need a below chafnav b'fnim, but b'chutz, you're going to be chayiv even on a kazayis. So Tosfos suggests that by a komet, the chacham mar mechayiv on a chaktar's kazayis, b'chutz, because we do find b'fnim that a mincha is mispagel if a kohen has a machshava to be makdir a kazayis of the komet liachar zmano. But by k'tores, which is not mispagel, we don't find the chashivas to a shir kazayis at all b'fnim. Meaning even the chachamim hold that there's some parallel between b'fnim and b'chutz. It's just that it has to be that this shir is meaningful in some context b'fnim. Any shir that is meaningful in any context b'fnim, you're going to be chayav for being mala b'chutz. So when it comes to komets of karb mincha, granted, you don't need to. The shir kazayis is not enough to be yotzei the mitzvah of being makdir b'fnim. You need the full komets, but the shir kazayis is meaningful b'fnim because you could be mefagel with a machshava on only a kazayis. And therefore, when you do that b'chutz, you're going to be chayiv. But when it comes to the ketores, the only meaningful shir is the molochafnav of the ketores that the Kohen Gadol brings in Yom Kippur. Oh, if that's the only meaningful shir b'fnim, it's only that you're going to be chayiv b'chutz, unless you say that you don't really need a molochafnav b'fnim. And therefore, there is no shir of molochafnav that's absolutely required b'fnim. So then you could be chayiv for a kazayis b'chutz. Okay, so says the Gemara, Amalei Abayis. Abayis says to Rabba, how could you say that according to the Chachamim, the shear of the Melo Chafnav is lav dafka? That when we say the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, everything is done with precision, and he brings the Fnai v'lefnim, and he's makdir the Ketores, the Fnai v'lefnim, Melo Chafnav, the that's lav dafka. Vaki koksiva chuka b'haktar v'lefnim l'tuchsim. The Torah says, v'haisa zos lechem l'chukas olam. Chuka always means that all of the dinim are ma'akev. That's a Gemara. The Gemara Darshan system Maseches Yoma, that by the Seder Avodah Yom Kippurim, that anything it says chukah by the Seder Avodah is absolutely makiv, and it says it by the Melo Chafnav of Ketores. So Elo Amar Abayis, Abayis says we need to be miyashiv this stira within Rabbi Eliezer differently. That according to everybody, the Ketores in the Heichal this year is the Kazayis, and if you're makdir from a Kazayis of Ibachutz, you're chayiv even according to Rabbi Eliezer, and that's what the Brisa was talking about, that if you're makdir even just a kazayis, you're going to be chayiv even according to Rabbi Eliezer. Baktara b'fnim, the aktara lefnai v'lefnim that the Kohen Gadol does in Yom Kippur, kuli amalo pligi, everyone holds that the shir is melo chafnav, and you're not yotzei with anything less than melo chafnav. Ki pligi, you know what they're arguing about, is baktara d'chutz, when you're makdir b'chutz, a kazayis of the ketores in Yom Kippur. Mar Savri Alfinam Pnim Michutz, that the Tanakama holds, we learn to be Mechayev, someone who's Makrav Bechutz, a Kazayis of Ketores Pnim, from the din that you could be Chayev for being Makdir, a Kazayis of Ketores Chutz, of the Ketores of the Heichal, that you'd be Chayev if you're Makdir that Bechutz. Meaning, what the Chum are saying is, I know that you need a melo chafnav of the ketores in the Kodesh Kodashim and Yom Kippur, but there is a type of ketores that you only need a Kazayis of. And that's the ketores they would bring in the Heichal. And therefore, even if you're going to take the ketores of Yom Kippur and be makriv b'chutz with just the kazayis, you're already going to be chayiv. Umar savar lo yalfinan, whereas Rabbi Lezer says, we don't learn the din of haktores ketores pnim b'chutz from we don't learn the din of the of being makdir Yom Kippur ketores b'chutz from the din of the Heichal ketores, because the ketores of the Heichal, the ketores of the Heichal is shir kazayis, and therefore, if you were makriv that b'kazayis b'chutz, you'd be chayiv. But the ketores of Yom Kippur is a melo chafnav. So anything less than melo chafnav, you're not going to be chayiv for being mala b'chutz. So Amrava hashta chutz michutz lo yalfi rabbanan. Even the din of things that are brought on the mizbeach hachitzon, the chum don't learn from other things that are brought on the mizbeach hachitzon. So pnim michutz mibay. Do you then need to tell me that we that they don't learn the din of ketores pnim from the din of Ktoris in the Heichal? So Mahi, what is Rava talking about? That the Chum don't even learn Chutz Michutz, meaning Rava's challenging Abaye, and he's going to come up with a different Yishuv, because he says it doesn't make sense. We're not even willing to learn Chutz Michutz. You're going to tell me that I'm going to learn the din of how much you're chayav for being makter b'chutz, being makter of the ktoris pnim b'chutz, from the din of ktoris chutz? That can't be. Tanya, where do we find that we don't learn even chutz michutz? Because the Brisa says, yachal malo pachas mikazayis komets. I might think that if you malo less than the kazayis of komets b'chutz, upachas mikazayis emurin, and less than because I have a moon in Ramanasech, Pax Mishosh Lug Yayin, or Yimanasech, anything less than 3 Lug of Yayin for Nisachim, or Pax Mishosh Lug in Mayim, or anything less than 3 Lug of Mayim that are hooked to be Manasech on the Mizbeach and Sukkis, Yei Chayiv. I might think that you're Chayiv for being Malabachutz, Tamaloma, that's what the Pasuk says. Not true. That La Sos, it says La Sos so, so it sounds like Allah Shalim Chayivenu Chayiv Alachaser. They're only Chayiv on being Maladover Shalim Bachutz, not on anything that's Chaser. So since all of these are that we just mentioned are pachos mikshir, you're not going to be chayiv on being mala them b'chutz. But pachos mishoshalugin to isbu kamazesim. But wait a second, less than 3 lug is many many kizesim, and we're saying you're going to be pater v'lo yalfi rabbanu chutz michutz. The chacham didn't say, well, I should be chayiv on the nisuch because I should learn the shir of kizayis from other things that you're chayiv for being makter b'chutz b'kizayis. The emurim you're chayiv for being makdir kazayis b'chutz, because if you're not going to learn chutz michutz, you're for sure not going to learn the din of ktoris pnim from the din of ktoris chutz. You're not even going to learn dinim of things that are brought on the mizbeach hachitzon from other dinim of things that are brought on the mizbeach hachitzon. There's no way you're going to learn dinim of things that are brought on the mizbeach hachitzon from things that are brought on the mizbeach hapnimi. So from there, it's going to be ella amar rava. Rava is going to be miyashiv the stira and Rabbi Eliezer differently. Alicia will pick you up from there tomorrow. I'm going to be away tomorrow, Shabbos, Sunday. I'll be back for this year on Monday. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.